This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you already reserved for the Mother's Day brunch here at Cafe Laurel, you will not be disappointed in multiple ways. I want to thank Walter from Haddam for coming in to say hello. He's a longtime WTIC listener. Did the migration south from Newington and came down to this area, raised his kids here. They went to Haddam Killingworth High School, and it's good that he's in. They're prepping his food fresh as it is, so come say hello to us at Cafe Laurel. At, how do you describe how to, first of all, Jen Parkinson, who owns the joint here, how to get here, right? Because you're, it's like behind, you got good signage on the front, I mean, and you've been open for how long?
7 months, 8 months.
How would you describe people finding the place?
Normally, I would say behind the Barrel House or across from Dunkin' Donuts.
Right. Yeah. Listen, if you're going to Dunkin' Donuts in Killingworth, just don't go. I'm not wishing them any ill will. One of my best friends works for Dunkin' out of Boston. But just come across the street and circle around the back. You'll see our tent is right there. Is this the first time going off on your own for a business venture?
Yes.
Is it scary? Or is it?
No.
Why? Why so confident?
Because it's a long time coming.
Had you thought about it for years and years and years?
Since I was 18.
How come it took you so long?
Money.
How's it going?
Great.
Yeah. And in terms of finding space, like, take me through the process. Because, I mean, you know, it's a small town. There's not a, like some, I don't even know, is there like a main street, like with a bunch of shops type thing? There's a downtown? Yeah.
Yep.
So how did you go about finding this, settling on this place?
Well, I was going into another location right down the street, and that didn't work out. And the person that was here prior to me contacted me and offered me the spot.
Was it, what was in here?
A little coffee tea shop.
Oh, so it was, they had some of the infrastructure was in place?
Yep.
That's cool. And, you know, what was your experience in the restaurant business before here? Like, what has your career been?
I've been a chef for 25 years.
Okay. And where did you, what places to, near here have you worked?
The last place I worked was the Cooking Company, which is directly across the street. I worked there off and on for like 12 years. I worked in Hartford. I ran one of the cafeterias in the state office building. I've worked at the Old Lyme Inn, many local restaurants.
And did you? What made you settle on breakfast and lunch versus like a dinner place?
Because I have 2 children.
It just works schedule-wise, calendar-wise, and so on and so forth. And your kids are, they're now in high school?
Yep.
Are they in the same grade?
Yes.
But they're not twins?
No. We're blended.
Do they? We're talking with Jen Parkinson, who owns Cafe Laurel here in Killingworth, right on Clinton Road. And again, you got to sort of go behind. It's right by. What's the name of the pub again?
The Barrel House.
The Barrel House. And what's your specialty? Like, what are you? Because you're baking stuff fresh this morning. I mean, those muffins are right out of the oven, right? Mm-hmm. Like, what are the things, if people were to come in here, you know, first time, what should they get?
They should, well, our bacon, egg, and cheese is really awesome. It sounds crazy, but it's very clean. It's very, we use fresh eggs, local. Our specialty, I think, is we cater to gluten-free, vegan, farm-raised, just local, more healthy food. We have all of your delicious treats as well, but we're going in kind of an organic direction.
Where do you source? Do you do like? Where do you source your local stuff from?
Just local farms.
All like around here?
Yeah, I mean, I get it from purveyors as well, but even with them, I try to get organic and local.
When it comes to eggs, you know, I ask this every other week now because we've been sort of tracking this story. Have the prices actually come down?
Yeah,
by a significant margin.
Yes.
And what about the cost of everything else? Has that stayed high? I mean, we've talked to a lot of people that post-pandemic things. Well, your husband does construction. Like, prices never came down, really.
No, they didn't.
So I'm curious about, is other stuff going? Everyone's worried about, whether it be tariffs or what have you, that the prices of everything else is going to go up. Are you seeing any movement in any other stuff?
It's all up pretty high, but I believe it's staying kind of the same right now. But it's much higher than it always was.
And business, like, you're feeling optimistic. Like
you've been,
great.
Yeah.
In terms of this area, what do you love about living in this town and raising your kids here?
So we live in Higginum, which is on this exact same
street.
Bread's here. and our boys go to the District 17, which is HK, Haddon-Killingworth, and we've been here a long time. And we're very involved in the community. I do a lot of catering for, you know, the Youth and Family Services, Deer Lake, just a lot of local memorials, weddings.
And so, yeah, I mean, it's 6,000 people in 35 square miles, and so it's spread out. It's lovely. I mean, I've never been. Joey, have you been down here? Is this your first time?
No.
You've been here before? I always get Killingly and Killingworth confused. So, I mean, this is my first time down here. So I'm excited for the drive back to the highway.
Well, I was saying, that's the
because thing. I did it in the dark.
We always come to these places in the dark. Yeah. You don't get to see it you get to see the first time on the way home.
Well, listen, we're super happy to be here. And we hope we're not imposing too much. We'll go outside if it gets crowded in here. But thank you for having us.
Thank you.
All right. Jen Parkinson from Cafe Laurel here in Killingworth. And again, it's been open less than a year. The muffins smell absolutely delicious. What do we have there?
We have Morning Glory, Cranberry Orange, Chocolate Chip, and Blueberry today.
What's a Morning Glory?
It's coconut, carrots, raisins. It's similar to a carrot cake. We pretend it's healthy.
Well, muffins.
The people that buy it pretend it's healthy.
What does Jim Gaffigan say about muffins? It's just an excuse to eat cake in the morning, right? So that's what it is.
Just throw some frosting and it's carrot cake.
Jen, thanks so much.
Thank you. Have a great day.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.